Anorexic woman is saved by a girl in the supermarket. An anorexic woman was saved after a shopper gave her a link to a website about the illness while she was waiting in a supermarket. A blog by Ella Crouch, which details her own battle with an eating disorder, has revealed that 20-year-old Anna Wyatt has changed her life. She weighed less than 6 stone at the time, was standing at a checkout when she received the note, which contained the link from Ella Crouch. She said, "I had a look on Ella's blog and for the first time thought, this is the way to go. If she hadn't given me that note, I think I'd have been hospitalised pretty soon as I would have kept losing weight fast. It was an incredible thing for the person to do, to be brave enough to walk up to a stranger and offer that help. I'm just so indebted to her." Miss Wyatt from Norwich said there was no trigger for the illness, which she developed while she studied at university. After receiving the note, Miss Wyatt contacted personal trainer Leon Bustin, who had also worked with Miss Crouch, and concentrated on building muscle in the gym and improving her eating habits. She was forced to postpone her second year and live at home as she received help from Norfolk Community Eating Disorder Services. But she said the treatments offered were fruitless because they focused on changing her mindset rather than giving her a physical treatment. She explained that having anorexia is like having your brain put in a very small box, which is surrounded by a much larger fog all around inside your head. You know what is sensible, but there is something that stops you from doing it. Instead, Miss Wyatt was inspired by Miss Crouch's attitude to exercise and food. Writing on her blog, Miss Crouch explains, "I am now in the process of redefining myself as a strong, healthy, happy girl. I love the gym, getting stronger, trying new sports and eating. I believe in eating well, training hard and living harder. It's about learning to love your body for what it is and where it can take you." She's now raising money for charity to trek to Incan Citadel, Machu Picchu in Peru next August.